At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your home air conditioner? Call the company Lincoln has counted on since 1952, Bryant Air Conditioning and Heating. No matter what brand you have, when you need service, you want Bryant's experienced pros working for you. Friendly, NAIT-certified technicians with the tools, training, and technology to restore your comfort quickly. No matter what brand, when you need service, just call Bryant. 467-1111. Bryant Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, and Plumbing. We do whatever it takes.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is searching for mechanics of all skill levels to grow with us. Landmark offers a competitive wage, full benefits package, along with paid time off within just 60 days of employment, as well as a 401k and a boot and clothing allowance. Interested in becoming a part of the Landmark difference? Apply now at landmarkimp.com/careers or contact Deanna 402-310-7561 or email careers@landmarkimp.com. That's landmarkimp.com. Landmark Implement is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity, not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
3-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
The Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Okay. This thing on it. Red Room in it. Wake up, it's Monday. I'm just saying, wake up, it's Monday. Nick looks sleep.
Jay said the same thing earlier today, and I'm feeling good, so I don't know where everybody's getting this that I'm tired thing.
Maybe it's just the look you got on your face. You've been grinding.
Maybe.
You've been grinding, Nick. You've been grinding the noon hour day. Nick, thank
here we
you
are.
For grinding
we're
for
here.
The team, man.
Jake's back, so no more early break.
Welcome back, Jake. We're beginning to think you were trying to abandon us, Jake.
Nah, he would never.
He better not.
He would never.
There's going to be some problems around here if Jake would be trying to abandon us and stuff, right?
Of course.
Dude, how was your weekend, man?
It was good. It was busy. Had a lot. It was a fun weekend, though. So Saturday went up to the College World Series up in Omaha. Hung out down at a couple of the bars down there. Ate at DJ's Dugout. Hung out there with some buddies. And then Sunday, took the boat out with my family for Father's Day, then went to dinner. So it was good stuff. Nice. It was good stuff. Good weekend. I got sunburnt. Surprise, surprise. I got sunburnt bad on my shoulders and my back. So,
well, you had a tank top on.
I had no shirt on.
Oh,
yeah.
Rocking the skinless.
Yeah, I was going skinless because I got such a bad farmer's tan here on my arm that I have to try to even it out a little bit. But I got toasted, so I put sunscreen on. It just didn't work.
Well, you're supposed to put sunscreen on before you get out there, not after. You can't get out there, get a little burnt, and then talk about, let me put the screen on, and then it gets worse.
I stepped foot on the boat. The first thing I did as we're pulling out of the dock was spray sunscreen on. So I had been out there for like 30 seconds.
It's too late.
30 seconds.
Too late. 30 seconds too late. It's already burnt. Well, you can't do it, Nick. You can't do it.
That's right. We all suffer. I guess I suffer.
Before you go out, spray up real good, then go. You know what I did? You know what the captain did?
What'd you do? Friday Night Lights.
Well, yeah, Friday Night Lights was awesome. Almost went to Saturday Night O-line, D-line. We'll talk about that, too. There was some talent in the building all over the place. Some big boys was in the building all over the place. A lot of super sophomores. Mm-hmm. Ballers alert all over the place. Ballers alert all over the place. Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
One more for the second one. Sheesh. They were everywhere Friday. Okay? Youngsters running around trying to show their stuff, show what they got. A lot of competition. You know, when the competition lights are on, it's so funny. The guys that kind of want to be up at the front of the pack, when it's one-on-one time, guess where they go, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Where?
To the back. To the back. They're at the back of the bus hoping nobody sees them because they don't want no parts of one-on-one. That's in any
good point. Level. Good point.
The guys who want it, the guys who live for it, guess what they're doing?
They're at the front.
Taking multiple reps. Yeah, taking multiple. Oh, you guys don't want to take? Perfect. No problem. I won't even ask you again. I'm just going to keep jumping up there every single time. I'm going to jump up. No, oh, you want to sit back there and pick your toenails? Oh, perfect. You're perfect, perfect. Oh, you want to call mom on the phone? Oh, thank you. Let me get that rep too. Who you talking to your grandpa? Oh, appreciate that. Let me take that rep from you too.
Mm-hmm.
See, the ones who want it the most, they're willing to do what it takes to get it. They're willing to sacrifice their bodies to get it. At some point, Nick, that whole black shirt, what it means to be a black shirt, I just want to have it queued up. We don't got to play it now, but we want to have it queued up because we're going to talk about, and it's not just about a black shirt. I just want to say that, okay? It's about mentality of a black shirt. their mentality was to sacrifice their bodies for the betterment of the team. It wasn't even a sacrifice to them. What did Coach McBride say? It was a it was an honor. That's a big difference. But Friday, you got a chance to see some guys in action, you know, getting evaluated, people getting seen. It was a beautiful thing. And then Saturday had the O-line, D-line camp. Like I said, a lot of big people. Now, here's what I want to ask the Solder Hammond text line. I want to ponder on this for the next hour. 402-464-5685. What happens when you mix hard work and talent? What happens when you mix hard work and talent? Now, what happens, part B to that question, and feel free to hit us up on it. We're going to keep with the show. But what happens when you have a team full of hard workers that are talented and not as talented, but they work hard? What happens?
11-1. Uh-oh, Nick, I might be drinking the super Kool-Aid.
That's all right. I can always change your record from here.
No. I'm where I'm at, 10-2. Did it get it changed up there? We got it all changed, or is it still?
Yeah, it got rewritten. It's all nice and laid out well, and it's all written all clean.
Okay.
We're good.
10-2. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. And we can say Kool-Aid drinker all you want. But what I will tell you is that when there's different things going on, I can tell you that when there's different tinkering, when you're working on this and you understand you got to work on that, and you're willing to make the changes that it takes in order to be great. And despite the record, despite what we've went through all these years, this year's the year that we get it in order. This year's the year that's gotten the troops run out with the mindset of, we refuse to lose. We will not lose. Our home, where we live at, where we take showers at, where we do the number two at, where we spend the majority of our time at. How many hours, Nick, do you think an athlete spends at the training up at the athletic center? Just at the university in general. Just ballpark it. Out of 24 hours, how many hours are they up there during the season? Ooh. Players.
Oh, I'd probably say about 12.
So if they got there at 9, they leave at 9, something like that. 5. I get it. Think about that. How many hours are we sleeping? 7?
Yeah, probably 7 or 8.
Perfect. Let's. They're athletes. They're young. They need to sleep. Let's say they're sleeping 8. How many hours got to themselves? And we ain't even talked anything else. How many hours would that be left over?
Oh, let's see. If they go to bed, go to bed at midnight, 12. So it'd be about 16 hours left in the day. They, you're up there. You're there for 12 to 15. You got about an hour.
Maybe 2 hours. What can you get done in 2 hours, Nick, besides a radio show?
Oh, homework?
I'm saying they already got that done. It's free time now. I'm saying they have 2 hours, whether that's play the game, go work out, go do some extra film work, go to the movies, let their hair down, go to church, whatever else. I'm simply saying they've got about a two-hour brick of time that they can technically devote to themselves during the season. And the question was, what happens when you mix hard work and talent? And then part B, what happens when you got everybody working hard? What do you think, Nick?
Wins.
Nothing but Doves Productions. Now, what do you say? Coach Jackson, Captain, what does it take to do that? I tell you what. Doing work when nobody's watching is what it takes to do that. Going up there at the university when nobody else is there, I'm talking players, and running the stadium steps. Going up there and doing a little bit of extra work, seeing what you can do to maybe
cut the body and get the body in better shape. Maybe it's swimming.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All I know is, what are we down to? 70 days in the wake up? Mm-hmm. Somewhere around in there? I don't even know. It's just programmed up here. I'm not looking. It's programmed. 70 days in a wake up. That is, listen, that's absolutely nothing when when you think about time, space, air, 70 days in a wake up when it's summertime is no, the time, it's going to go by so fast. You know how fast that time's going to go by, Nick?
We're already halfway through 2022, man.
That's what I'm saying. Where'd time go? What's really going on? Before you know it, we're going to be camped out. I'm going to have to get me a little hammock. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be sleeping at the radio station.
Oh, really? We'll see. I'll believe it when I see it. That would require you to be in Lincoln for more than 3 or 4 hours.
Well, you know, I like Lincoln. I'm waiting still to go fishing. I'm trying to get this stuff in order. But anyway, so my weekend went to that, and then I had to come back, do some stuff at the dealership, get some cars fixed. Being that hot sun, it was super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then drive to St. Louis to pick up a car.
There you go.
Father's Day, I'm on the road. Nothing to you, huh, Nick? Nothing to a boss.
No, that's not it at all. I'm saying at all.
Lake, fishing it up, skiboarding. Board skiing,
just doing a little relaxation out in the lake before we head on to vacation this Thursday. You got Rico on Friday.
Why is everybody getting a vacation but me? What's really going on here?
For Sean,
I'm going.
Many days have you not been here?
I don't know, not very many.
How many days have I done a 3-hour show?
I've been there more days than I haven't. How about that?
Isn't that expected?
Whoa, I mean, this is your third vacation.
Second.
I know Jake's been on like 3.
Second vacation.
Holy smokes.
My third comes in July, the second week of July when I go on a golf trip.
Listen, now it's a golf trip.
In July.
Hey, are you going to have one on your tank top?
I will not have a shirt on for the entire weekend. What's up, Rico? Yeah.
I have also been here more days than I have not.
DP has also been here. Yep. I have been here more the days than I have not.
Hey, listen, don't even put DP in this conversation. There's no reason in this space to put him in the conversation.
Mr. Unlimited says,
you know
says,
how long it takes to get to St. Louis?
Mr. Unlimited says, Nick goes on vacation every 2 weeks.
It's true.
I went on vacation the last week of May after school got out with my family. Mm-hmm. Then I went on vacation this week for a family reunion.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to precursor, like, with my family?
I took...
Don't try to put your family in this. We're talking about you now.
Okay, fine. I went on vacation on a fishing trip the last week of May.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on a trip this weekend, which is a month later, not every other week. And then I'm going the second week of July.
I took
But then after that, I'm here until next May.
Yeah, so are all of us.
You're right.
It's football season.
Listen, you and Rico don't get any time off.
Time out. Hold on.
You guys are young.
Somebody says you went to Kansas City. I didn't miss any work.
He didn't.
I don't miss any work for those trips.
He left.
He left early.
Those trips don't count. He got all his work early.
I get done with my work early. I leave early, and I just come back on Sunday.
I took Friday off, and I spent that, me and Rachel, because she worked from home. We spent that getting our house prepared for Ellie's birthday party. So it wasn't really a day off.
Well, Rico, we know you were somewhere eating the night before now. I mean, let's just make sure you took that day off.
Yeah, but I was working.
You didn't have to take it off. I know. You had wine though, right?
Actually, we didn't have wine.
You're sipping on some nectar.
We didn't have wine that night, actually.
There you go, Nick. You know where I'm going, Nick.
Interesting.
You know where I'm going.
Hit a little too hard?
No. I had to drive home. Actually, that was when that storm hit. I had to drive here with all the stuff in my little Pontiac, drop it off. As soon as I dropped it, like I got like one of the pieces out, and I got it inside, and I was like, all right, we're doing good. And then it started downpouring.
You smell that?
Smell what?
Smell it? Do you smell that? Do you smell that? That stench that's coming from the. It's got to be right there in the studio somewhere.
Nah,
I don't smell anything.
Dusty says.
Do you smell it?
Dusty says this. VJ, you'll like this one. Dusty says VJ takes 30 to 45 minutes every Wednesday when he's late to Wingstop.
Dusty, I'm gonna punch you, Dusty. Dusty, don't be trying to take off on me like that. What's wrong with you?
Dang, Dusty.
Come on, man.
Harsh.
Dusty's got a point though.
So
you weren't late this last Wednesday. Got to give you credit for that one.
Well, I'm gonna try to not be late any more Wednesdays. But you know what? Like I said, man, I should have a pass for being late.
Why?
You know why? Because I've been late all my life.
That doesn't give you a pass.
I was late coming to the world 16 years.
That should make you strive to be early.
Yeah, you should be
Wait
early.
A minute, though, not when you were born into lateness.
No, you were born You're into born lateness. In? You were no.
Listen,
you were born into it, so you should change.
Stop, Rico. Listen to me. I'm a twin, right?
Change me like you're
16 minutes apart. That's 16 minutes, man. 16 minutes. That's about it. That's
you should try to get 16 minutes early.
Yeah, you should be 16 minutes early everywhere.
Yeah, make up for it.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna put that on a shirt. I like that. 16 minutes early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
But you gotta practice what you preach.
You know, you got to practice what you preach. You know,
that's a good one.
You can't be trying to act as if, you know, you got to listen to your own advice.
Why are you talking like that? I'm not talking like that.
Listen to what you're really giving.
Why do you sound like an old-timey detective?
Where were you on the night of February 23rd?
Close to my birthday. Nice work, Rico. I'm just saying, Rashawn.
Why do we have you on camera walking into the bank at 7:45 when you said you were at home? Yeah. We've got him, Joseph.
Man. That's good stuff, Rico.
Nice. I should be the voice of an old-timey detective cartoon.
You should. No, you probably enjoy that a lot.
I want to be a voice actor. On, I just don't
Rico,
know what
to... Rico, you got a little stylish shirt on today.
Thank you. A little Star Wars going on.
Yeah, interesting.
Hey Rico, don't be like that. You can come in, and so we can put you on the stream too.
VJ would love to. Like. VJ would love to see your shirt, but he's on stream.
Mm-hmm. See, I would, but I have to cut some stuff
so
up.
Funny.
I know. Yeah,
you guys are funny.
You'll
man.
Be in here
I'm,
soon.
I'm just saying.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Here's the monarchy for both of you guys. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
No days off.
Okay.
No days off.
We'll be
that's,
good.
That's, listen, if Nebraska, in their minds, if it's no days off, I've got some good stuff coming too, by the way, but no days off. We take no days off. If they take no days off, you know, besides the ones that are already scheduled, and they do over and beyond the call of duty, look out. I know the streamline's got to be jumping.
Yeah,
nobody answered my question.
No, they have. Byron
Don't
says,
just be reading the jacked up ones.
I'm reading them all. Byron says, the ticket has unlimited vacay. Can I apply? Do not have unlimited vacation. They do not. No, Byron, they do not. Bryce says, at Nick's young age, his whole life is a vacation. I wish.
Listen, I would love to be Nick. Nick is a rock star right now. He's on the radio. Look, he's throwing out the first pitch at Salt Dog Games.
I forgot
actually
about
looking
that.
Good doing it at.
I forgot
actually
about
looking
that.
Good.
Oh,
doing
here we go.
That.
See, you got Rico. So here's what Rico's gonna say. Okay, before
Straight
I turn
ball.
His mic, before I turn on his mic, he's gonna say my pitch was better than Nick's first pitch. Which, in terms of whether it's a strike or a ball, Rico's right. Rico also didn't
was
throw
it?
At 65 miles per hour.
How fast did Rico?
Rico
throw?
Lobbed it in there. He
but
lobbed
was
it in
a
there.
Strike?
It was a strike. Yes, it was a strike. I threw with a little more gas. So if you want to go strike, yes. But if you want to go harder with a little more zip, I beat out Rico.
And all he did was threw a lob ball.
He
that
did.
Anybody
he
could,
did.
That anybody
so
could slap to the face.
He's already waving his finger back and forth. So we'll go ahead and bring him on. I just wanted to preface this that I threw a ball but I threw it at 65 miles an hour. Rico threw it softer, but threw a strike. Hello, Rico.
Okay, so first off, he is correct. I did throw a better first pitch than he did.
how do you? Well, how do you?
And wait, I didn't. Wait, 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 okay, wait. No, you wait. You wait.
No, hey, mute him. Mute him. Mute him. He's froze.
Nope.
You didn't mute him.
I didn't. No. If you were in the studio, I would have muted him.
Oh,
hey Rico.
If I was in the studio, you'd have muted.
Go ahead, Rashawn. I'm muting myself. Right? Go ahead.
Rico's
muting
myself.
No, it's too late. You blew what I was gonna say. So you go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Because this is my moment. I didn't throw gas. I didn't lob it. It was not, you know, straight on, but it was not a lobbed pitch.
What was the apex of the first pitch? 15 feet?
No.
Do we have footage?
We do.
Do we have film?
We do. We do.
Okay, I'm going to need somebody to send that.
It was like a curveball. That's what it was. It was a high curveball.
I just threw a two-seam that had some tail to it. So that's why I went inside. Get off my plate.
Mine was a perfect strike in the bottom corner.
Nick, I got to hit a ball off you, right? So if you throw that pitch and you hit me with that pitch, does that count as me getting hit off it?
No. That just means you have to charge the mound.
Reset count.
And then if you slam him to the ground, that means you got to hit off of him.
No, hey, I'm going to have a pinch mound runner. You know who's going to be? And pinch Nate.
That's fine.
Perfect.
Man, hit me with the ball if you want to.
He's trying to get the text line fired up.
Ooh,
you,
what?
You, by you bringing say? Up this little boxing match that me and Nate are somehow supposed to do.
Why do you think that?
Come on, VJ.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
I know. Why would I do that to you? I know your tricks. I know your tricks.
I'm saying, why would I get the text line fired up about you and Nate? You guys didn't even start training yet.
You're right.
And you still got your shirt off tanning. Did you work out today?
I did. Me and Nate were at College World Series on Saturday.
Oh, you guys are actually buddies. See, you guys are trying to
no boxing match. No home. Boxing. No boxing match here.
So cute.
Hey, just throw the white towel. Tell the fans right now, Nick, that it's a truce between you and Nate.
There was never a riff. So there's nothing to have a truce.
You're just a second. You're secretly scared of him, and you don't want no problem. Just say it live right now.
Say what?
Say it right now. That you and Nate yep. are best of friends, mm-hmm. and you hang out together, and you don't want no riff with him, and that you're secretly scared of all that action anyway.
There is no riff to have a truce, and I'm not secretly scared.
There you go, VJ. Check your Twitter. I tweeted out the video.
I just want to make sure, Nick. I know you're not, Nick.
Which,
I want to open up a can of Nick, because I know.
I would also say the real can. There were a lot more fans watching me.
Look, now that I'm watching this, like, that wasn't a lob.
And also, that wasn't a strike.
That was a strike.
That was not a strike,
Rico.
That was
a strike. I asked the guy. He said it was a strike.
They're going to tell you every pitch to strike.
It was a strike. Everybody said it was a strike.
Look how far out the catcher had to move his left glove.
He was inside.
That is not a strike.
No.
It's a strike.
Rico, I got him beat.
No, okay. You don't have me beat.
There it is.
I mean,
that's not a lob.
You don't have him beat per se because yours was a definite ball. But I like what you did by pressing. You know, if I was a right-hand batter, I'd be in trouble.
Get off my plate.
Right? You would definitely press me back.
It's a strike.
So, or I would step back and maybe slap it out the park.
Also, I love how Rico is actually standing on the rubber. And not just up against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let me get
How'd you. Not slip?
Look. I tell you what.
I didn't push off.
We're gonna
very
throw
much.
It to break. Hey, Rico, you know why, Nick, just you, focus. You know,
sorry.
Focus.
Sorry.
Focus, young Jedi.
You know why you know why you couldn't push off is because you were standing on the rubber instead of just up against it.
I didn't know.
Oh my goodness.
My
These two
goodness.
Guys together. Rico, next time you come on, Rico, I need to see your face. I don't want to be talking to
Rico,
some imaginary person.
Rico will probably take over for me at some point here.
What does that have to do with what I asked Rico for?
Because the next time you'll
I'm
see
not
him,
even
he'll,
talking,
he'll be
I'm
in
talking
my
to
seat.
Rico, not Nick. Nick, you're supposed to sit there quietly and see where I'm going with this.
Man.
Doggone it.
It's hey, Monday.
We get back, we'll talk a little bit. Friday Night Lights and some other stuff. The ticket. Cat 93.7.